Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 25th of September, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. YouTube creators, you might want to listen up to this one. AI is starting to take over even more. This time, it's looking to do a little bit more age restrictions on a lot more videos, meaning that some viewers out there might actually be asked to sign into their accounts to verify their age before they can even watch the video. Now, because a lot of YouTube creators out there actually post their video on, say, their web pages, and you get hit with these restrictions, people watching your videos embedded on third-party sites will actually be redirected to YouTube's page to sign in and then verify their age. Of course, the biggest question is, with all of these new restrictions, and those being part of YouTube's partner program, is will these new measures actually have an effect on their money-making potential? Now, YouTube says, probably not. Though, notice they didn't give you a direct yes or no. Unfortunately for viewers and creators, we're only really going to know how much it impacts all of us once YouTube flips the on switch. Microsoft Edge is now on Linux? Yeah, Microsoft's new Chromium-based Edge browser. You know, the one they force on you on Windows 10? Yeah, now you can get it on Linux. We've actually known for a while now that Microsoft was planning to bring the browser over on the Linux distros, particularly those of, say, like Ubuntu. According to Microsoft, they say when it's available, Linux users can actually go to the Microsoft Edge Insider site, and that's where they'll actually download the preview. Or they can download it from the native Linux page manager as well. It will be interesting to see how many people actually take to the Edge browser that are using Linux. Let's face it, most people that went over to Linux were trying to get away from Windows in the first place. Interactive podcast polls? Yep, they're headed to Spotify's app. If it sounds familiar to you, well, Instagram's actually been doing this before. This is where respondents and hosts actually can see the poll results in real time for their show. Although the main difference from Instagram, these answers will actually remain anonymous. Now, this is just a testing feature according to Spotify right now, and it will be exclusive to a few chosen podcasts and exclusive shows that are currently on Spotify. However, though, if you are listening to these chosen shows, 90% of you out there will actually see the polls on their iOS or Android app. Yes, only 90% will be chosen first. The additional 10% will have to wait until Spotify feels it's ready for prime time. Now, this is the second go-around that Spotify has done something like this year. In June, they started testing interactive ads. Now, it looks like they're moving on to the content itself. And finally, hey, been looking at that Prime bike thinking, wow, what a product that Amazon's got coming. It ain't from Amazon. Yes, you might have heard about the Prime Smart Connect bike, or as the lovely tags have been going around on the interwebs, the Prime bike. Yeah, most people are rambling on about how Amazon's getting into the exercise business now. Well, this week, Amazon said, hold on. They've actually denied any formal connection with the Prime bike, so much in fact that the bike that was listed on Amazon's website was actually removed. Now, the direct statement from Amazon was the bike is not an Amazon product or related to Amazon Prime, and the makers of the Prime bike have no formal partnership with Amazon. Now, the Prime bike was supposed to be the budget alternative to the Pelotons. You know, those really expensive indoor bicycles? Those start a little under $2,000, while the Prime bike was supposed to be around $500. Well, regardless of the price of the bike, one thing's for sure, you won't be buying it on Amazon anytime soon. Have you got a story and no one else is listening to you? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, that is, of course, where you can get subscribed to the news show. Check out the Mac Show, the Big Show, the Photo Show, and so many other fantastic shows that the BTN Network has to offer. Also, check out our Facebook page. Give us a like over there at British Tech Network. We're, of course, still on Twitter and tweeting away at British Tech. But definitely come join our community over at our BTN Slack room. It's simple and it's fun, so do it today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend ahead. And thank you, as always, for listening.